And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Nick running in the garage
somewhere.
There he is.
I see his face.
Yeah, there he is. Bow, bow, bow. Give him time to get settled here. Do this.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Todd was sick yesterday. That's why we weren't here. We're back live today. Were you feeling good enough to watch Lou Dobbs crap the bed last night, Todd? I didn't watch any of that
Lou
game.
Lou Dobbs.
But I saw you threw like four.
I watched
a
lot
four of interceptions.
Lou Dobbs.
I didn't watch any of that game.
Yeah, I think the luster has come off that guy a little bit.
Yeah.
That was a
they're
going to
evaluate
load.
What they're going to do next year already.
You're telling me there's a reason he's played for seven teams?
Yeah, there's a reason. That he's not a franchise quarterback,
right.
And
yeah.
A journeyman, and it showed last night.
Yeah.
It was a very Husker Iowa performance on
yes.
Monday Night Football last night.
Well, I will say a couple of
except
those,
you enjoyed the Husker Iowa ending though, Todd.
Yeah, I did like that.
A couple
yeah.
of those picks were just bad tips, but still, you can't have four interceptions.
Well, yeah, a tip should count, though. You're right. I'm with you. I hate when they just when if it's a bad tip.
Sorry, I hit you in the hands. You know,
right?
I mean, it's hard to put that on the quarterback.
Yeah, that's true too. So, well, I just saw the headline that Lou Dobbs threw four interceptions. So, I didn't know. We've been going since Tuesday, I guess. Yeah,
it's been a week.
It feels like a long time.
Yeah. Oh well, it was. I think Todd. You caught some sort of crud in Arizona. I'm taking it, and you flew back with it. But you're fine now, right?
Yeah, I feel okay today. Yeah. Yesterday it was like a severe heartburn and a headache. And
oh, yeah.
Like I couldn't, when I woke up, I couldn't talk.
Couldn't smoke. Okay.
No, it wasn't I couldn't smoke.
That's a problem.
I couldn't really talk. It was that high up in my system. And then whenever I went to sit down to poop, it was nothing. It was just comical farts. And none of them
could
sounded,
be worse.
Yeah, like the beginning of a Chris Isaac song. Otherwise, I would have put them on TikTok.
Comical farts, great band name. I was actually pooping when I saw the text from Puss. Said, "Go back to bed." I think, "Yeah, I'm awake, man. What am I supposed to do now?" So I went back to bed.
I blame Todd.
That's fine, man. I hadn't had any coffee yet. That was the key part there. And I just finished my dump, went back to bed. You know,
yeah, the Nebraska and Iowa game and the Vikings and Chicago game. Quite the opposite of the lack of defense I saw. Was it
Saturday? Oh, yeah, you were at the Arizona State game. That, by the way, looked beautiful, obviously, Arizona.
What until ASU started playing.
Mid-70s, what?
Yeah, it was probably low 70s.
Yeah.
Probably about 60-something when it kicked off. But
looked like you had some nice shady seats there.
Yeah, they found us some nice shady seats.
That's
well, because you had plenty of place to get, right?
That's a plus when you're watching a game in Arizona.
Was it pretty crowded?
No, it was actually full.
You know, oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, there were some seats.
Well, it's a rivalry game.
In the top section. So, yeah, I was happy to see that it finally filled up a little bit. We got there pretty early.
Mm-hmm. When you sent those pictures, that first one was like a barren wasteland.
Yeah. Well, they just called it.
I didn't realize that was an hour and a half before. I thought we were about to kick off, and there were like eight people there. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's not sold out like the Tundra that was Lincoln on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sold out. Yeah. Stop. Just stop that. Just stop that. Just stop it.
They ain't
and get
gonna.
Ready for next year. Yeah. No bowl game.
Yeah. Now
for
they're done.
No bowl game for you, man.
And so they have very short college football seasons.
The shortest of any Division I program in seven straight years. You know.
Yeah. Yes.
Everybody's going to a bowl game except for them. Everybody.
Well, I mean,
everyone.
But you got a lot of good momentum ending on a four-game losing streak.
There's that.
You know. I mean, think about it. Just carry that into next year.
This volleyball, I would have traded the entire volleyball program for a win on Friday by the football team. Just trade the whole thing.
Yeah.
So some years ago, and it wasn't that long ago, Arizona State put an ass raping on U of A.
You know, I heard Corso say that the other day. He said ass raping. He's starting to lose it. It was great.
At this point, he doesn't care. He will say that.
But it wasn't that long ago. It was 70-7.
And was it really?
Yeah, and at halftime of this game, it was 38-7.
What was the final of Arizona? That was only the afternoon. I could have watched. I was out, though. Went out, so I missed it.
59-23 was the final.
Oh, Jesus.
You could tell.
Okay.
I read earlier in that week, somebody put up a billboard years ago, right after this game, like one of these Sun Devil shops, halfway between Tucson and Phoenix, that they're touting the 70-7. You could tell that Arizona wanted their 70-7. They were going for it.
That was 2020.
Yeah.
2020.
Oh, was it now? The old ass raping of 2020. I remember that. They call it that was the COVID ass raping, too, for that.
ASU had five in a row before the last 2 years.
Yeah.
They were on a little bit of a streak.
Arizona didn't care about COVID. They went out and did stuff. I think you're right. And then died. Yeah, it was beautiful down there. So, yeah, the ass raping of 2020. Who doesn't
remember
that?
Stick around for the whole game?
No. We left at halftime and milled about Mill Avenue in Tempe.
You got 70 degrees and beer walking around. Come on, man. It was
and your team sucks.
Was it 25 and wind gust in Lincoln? And Omaha, for that matter, too, on Friday, right? What was it?
Yeah, it was cold.
It was cold.
It was cold.
I want to go outside and that crap. No. I know my daughter and Lawrence woke up. They had 3 inches of snow. Yeah. It snowed down through of course, Kansas City was in the – you guys were in the – In Vegas, yeah.
Yes.
They were down 14-0. I was thinking of you at that point, Nick.
They were.
You're going, son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. You and your son are probably bitching
14-0. I was trying to keep my son in check.
Yeah.
He's like, Mahomes this. I'm like, don't be an entitled Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah.
He's like, they're the worst. I'm like, they're the reigning Super Bowl champions, and they're one game out of like the first seed of the AFC. I'm like,
right.
They lost to the Colts last year. He's like, he wants them to go undefeated. I'm like, nobody goes undefeated.
They have,
I'm like, there's
losses.
One team that did one time, 50 years ago.
Right, and don't tell me the Patriots were undefeated because they did not.
Well,
they did not.
They lost the most important game.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yakety schmacky. Good morning, fellas. It's time that it's that time of year again, Fogelberg season. Yay. Here's this year's Deadpool spreadsheet. We got it sent to us. Ready to go. It's all glory and ghoulishness. Hopefully Nick can pick 10 winners this time. Nobody wants to hear him whine for another 6 months. All right. You know the rules. Enjoy. Our Yakety Schmacky is also Eat a Burger and Die. Hashtag Blame Luke. Weird Al's Parents. You Can't Hide Your Dying Eyes. And Fire Twalk. That's all his names, by the way. And where's he at in the leaderboard, Yakety Schmackety? Which one of those names is he up as the highest for him?
God, that's a lot to look for.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But he's in the top five, isn't he? Right?
I don't think so.
Oh, he's not this year? Okay. He's got a little... this spreadsheet he sends us is... And Nick uses it, you know, but...
Yeah. I've gotten a head start on the list for next year already. I've seen a lot of people I put on there for this. But then there's some people that I'm surprised are still alive, like Mr. Feeney from Boy Meets World is still alive.
Yeah, there's a ton of people that I forget are alive when I look at the spreadsheet. You know, I love how he puts the little stuff here, you know. One of them he put, Nick, you've been paying attention. Who was that?
Andy Taylor, who's still alive.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was that. Yeah, no, this year.
No, there was one here. If you look at the last page there, Nick, that's the new entries for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an actress named Susan Sullivan, who's 82, and it says, lung cancer. Pay attention, Nick. Very few walk away from lung cancer.
I don't know. I'll pay attention, but the pay attention dude from last year is still kicking in.
Yeah, you're right. Andy Taylor. And Jimmy Carter's going to make it, man. I know the funeral was, yesterday?
I think it's still going on today. They said there was another day of memorial service
yesterday. Okay, got it. More today.
Yeah.
Rosalind Carter,
Is that why the flags
Michael
are
Flair
at half mast? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I saw some flags that weren't, though.
I saw a few.
Well,
that,
if it was somebody's house. They don't even know what the.
No, it was businesses.
Okay.
Yeah, but government places, everybody's got it at half staff.
Okay, but no. Some people at houses will take it down to half mast.
Nuh-uh. Thanks for the spreadsheet. She was libtard. Yeah, they don't like it. She was a good person, though, too. And people hate that. They want their first ladies to be ex-hookers who hate people. Right?
Old senators and old congressmen die, like they do for Dianne Feinstein. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they did it. I saw that Pillen announced that take him half mass there for Nebraska. That's today. So, I think Jimmy Carter's going to last. I really do.
He's got Honey Boo Boo's sister on
there. I think he wants to make it through the holidays.
Jimmy is going to break the Deadpool next year if he makes it. It's going to be 1,300, 1,400, 1,500.
I'm sure that stuff's on TV. I don't like to watch funerals on TV. They're pretty depressing. But the fact is, I wonder if he's going to. They're going to show him. Because it says all, except for the fat-ass traitor, all the presidents are going to be there, you know, including they listed Jimmy Carter. It's his wife. Of course, he's going to be there. He's not going to avoid the funeral. But, I mean, he must be in decent enough shape where he can sit up and be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not laying down. Let's go with that, you know.
He's at least well enough to travel to that.
Well, who's left? We got Obama.
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 Clinton.
Clinton.
GW.
That's five, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they said that four of the five are going to be
Carter and Orange Man.
Yeah, and he ain't showing.
No.
Yeah. No, he's probably.
What does he have?
He probably wasn't invited.
Probably court.
Probably not.
Yeah. No. No, the wife went. The hooker went.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she did, apparently. Yeah. But, he's probably in court, exactly. Or getting booed at a South Carolina game.
Dealing with the witch
hunt. You
got
booed at South Carolina. Oh, you kidding me?
That's that was the other team they were booing, Tyler.
No, they booed the hell out of
context. You're all out of context.
Yeah. Hey.
You almost went there, Todd. You almost did. We're back live. What is today, anyway?
It's Tuesday, the 28th.
Tuesday, the 28th.
We did have a couple of small Deadpool hits.
Give us those hits.
Marty Croft.
Yeah, Sid and Marty Croft. Todd and I's childhood. His live action stuff was amazing. Man.
Yeah,
everything. And they were high. They were old hippies that did these things, and they turned it in the late '60s, early '70s. All these places. They did Lidsville. They did
Land of the Lost,
HR Puffin stuff. I believe. Yeah.
Yep.
They were crazy cool cartoon. I mean, live action stuff.
One person, Tucker, had Marty Croft.
Marty was 86. I realize that's not young, but didn't say he was sick or anything. It's only one person on him.
Yep.
That's a good hit.
Yep. Right. And then a guy named Greg Taylor, who was apparently the harmonica player for Jimmy Buffett's band Forever and a Day. Two people had him. Catheter Ice Cream and I Love Death and Onions.
Is that like one of those old couples that have been married for a long time and then they die without their spouse?
Maybe. Maybe. The harmonica player is like, well, this I don't want to live if Jimmy
but that band,
living.
Yeah, that
if
band's
Jimmy's
gonna,
gone.
That band's going to be keep to the Coral Reefer band's going to still tour.
Yeah. In much smaller venues.
I don't know. I wonder if they're going to bring a celebrity into some other artist to sing like they did with Vince Gill and the Eagles.
I just assume maybe they just
Kenny Chesney.
Get John Stamos. He seems to fit in bands like that.
Yeah, he can't sing though. He doesn't sing. Yeah, I don't know what they're gonna do. Probably somebody the band sings background, probably he's gonna sing the lead, you know.
Do they go the Journey route and just find somebody who's in a Jimmy Buffett tribute band?
Yeah, find a short Asian guy to sing Jimmy Buffett.
That'd be great.
a Filipino guy to come in and play the part of Jimmy Buffett.
As long as it sounds like him.
Whatever, man.
That's all that matters.
That crowd.
Can Johnny Depp sing?
There's a little Filipino guy.
I don't think so.
He's got his own band, though, doesn't he?
He can play guitar.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be somebody that famous, because I think it would just seem to be that guy covering it. I think they'll probably just play by the... Your dad's a big parrot head. He would probably know.
Yeah,
your
no.
Mom and dad are huge parrot heads.
It's a subject I don't bring up with them
because they start to talk about it.
I just don't care.
Yeah, but they would know. I'll ask your mom later on.
Sure, right. You do that.
I will. All right, come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.